Well, here in this country, today is the last day for about 400,000 people to turn in documents or risk losing their health insurance or government subsidies under the Affordable Care Act. Tomorrow marks the one-year anniversary of the rollout of Obamacare, which provided health care to millions of uninsured Americans. Joining us now from Washington with more is Julie Rovner, senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Hi, Julie.
Hey, Jeremy.
Well, let's first talk about today's deadline. What exactly is due?
Well, there's two groups of people who still need to get documents to the government. There's about 300,000 people who need to verify their income. You know, when you sign up, you're asked to estimate what your income was going to be for 2014. That actually got compared to people's 2012 tax returns. So when there are discrepancies, and obviously a lot of people's income change over 2 years, the government asked those people to please make sure that, you know, they tell the government exactly how much they're making, because that determines how big these tax credits are that they're eligible for. Then there's about 100,000 people whose immigration status has not been confirmed, that they couldn't find the documents, the government couldn't match the documents. Remember, if you are not in the country legally, you are not eligible to be part of the exchanges, the health insurance program. But if you are here legally, then you are required to have health insurance. So for those people whose documents they have not been able to confirm, they were asked to please upload those documents to them. In both cases, the information was supposed to get there by today.
And are people at risk of losing their health care benefits if they don't make the deadline today?
Well, the people whose immigration status is in question are at risk of losing their benefits, although the officials at the Department of Health and Human Services told us that even if they get the documents there late, then they'll have a special enrollment period. They'll be able to re-sign up. The people whose income needs to be verified are not at risk of having their benefits taken away, but they are at risk of having their tax credits adjusted and or taken away. So in both cases, the government's been urging people— And they've all gotten letters. They've actually all gotten multiple letters to please make sure that that information gets to the federal government.
So you would definitely know if you were one of the people who needed to turn something in today at this point.
Assuming you get mail, you would definitely know if you're one of the people.
OK, now there's another important date approaching, November 15th. What happens then?
That's the beginning of the new open enrollment for next year, for 2015. And this is going to be different. Last year, there was a six-month open enrollment period. It started October 1st, so tomorrow's the anniversary, and it ended at the end of March. This time, it's only half as long. It goes from November 15th to February 15th. That's the only time that you can change plans or that you can sign up new for a plan. And remember, next year, the penalty for not having insurance goes up. It basically doubles. It can be up to 2% of your income. And those people who are going to discover that they owe a penalty for this year may not find that out until after the open enrollment for next year is closed, because it closes, remember, on February 15th. So it's really important, if you don't have health insurance, that you sign up between November 15th and February 15th.
And where are we with signups at this point? How many people have signed up so far, and how many are still uninsured in this country?
Well, according to the Department of Health and Human Services, in August, there were 7.3 million people enrolled through the exchanges, plus another 8 million who'd gotten on Medicaid. That's obviously not as many as everybody estimates there will be eventually, but it was higher than, I think, the first year, most first-year expectations. And remember, that number kind of fluctuates, goes up and down a little bit as people drop out and join. What we know about how many people are still uninsured or insured, we don't have official government numbers yet, but there have been a number of surveys that suggest that the uninsurance rate is down significantly, probably to about 13%. Remember, when all is said and done, this is not expected to have everybody covered, but it's expected to have about 90% of the population covered.
And which populations at this point are still not signing up in big numbers?
Well, I think that some of the difficulty, and this is not a big surprise, is in getting to people in the immigrant community, some of whom are worried about relatives who may not be here legally. People who have either low literacy or low healthcare literacy aren't aware that this requirement that they have insurance is in effect. People who just sort of don't listen to or watch the news. Those are going to be the harder people to reach, and those are the people that are really being targeted this time around.
How's the website doing at this point, Julie?
That's a good question. The federal website, healthcare.gov, is apparently better than it was last year, but it's not clear that what we call the back end, that's the part that insurers have to navigate, is really working that well yet. Some of the states did extremely well. Some of the states did not so well. A couple of the states are joining the federal website, and a couple of the states hope that things are going to work better this time around.
I just went to it, and it seems to be loading just fine. Not that that means anything. Julie Rubner, senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News, joining us from Washington on this important deadline for Obamacare. We've got more on that at our website, hereandnow.org. Julie, thank you.
Thank you.